This is Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
This is Booker T, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Rubber Radio. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
This is Frank T. Biscuit.
And this is the Electric Monkey.
And you are listening to Rebel Radio, the official podcast of Trust Me, I'm a Jedi.com.
All right. All right,
having a little fun with the intro here, a little Jordan Belfort and Matthew McConaughey style. This is Rebel Radio, a new episode. This is your host, Mark Neiser, the creator of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, the official home of Rebel Radio. And with me is today, we've got a full crew in the house. We've got Frank T. Biscuit. What's up, Frank?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
We've got Matt, the Electric Monkey, in the house today with his little McConaughey impression there.
All right. Ready to get it rolling.
Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about the first half of the year, some of the movies and some of the news we've seen, kind of a review. Then we're going to talk a little bit about the second half of the year. But before we get going, let's talk about a few things on the website we've got going at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. We've got a couple of affiliates now and there. We don't mean to spam you with ads, but we're now an affiliate with superherostuff.com, and anything you buy off those links helps out Trust Me, I'm a Jedi. We really appreciate it. And of course, amazon.com, and many of us buy things off Amazon, and right now they're running a special where they brought back their 30-day trial for Amazon Prime. No purchase necessary. All you gotta do is sign up, and we get $2 for every person that signs up, which would help out TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. So if you didn't support the Kickstarter, which has not been as successful as we would have liked to, you can help us by signing up for Amazon Prime for the month of July. And there's no purchase necessary. You sign up. You can cancel if you want. And it helps out TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. So we do appreciate that. And here at Rebel Radio, and see what you can do to help us. So a little bit of things before we get into our first half of the year review. We put up an article recently talking about the Transformers movies and how we rank them. And, you know, Transformers is something that Frank and I, being a little bit older, grew up watching the cartoon, which when you watch now is a little kind of silly. And then, of course, the new generation has the live-action films, and there's still several incarnations of the show on television. And the latest movie, Age of Extinction, is in theaters now, and I recently saw it, and it's okay. It's more blowing up stuff and the usual mayhem of Michael Bay films. And but then we're not here to talk about whether you like Michael Bay or not, because that can be talked about on the website. I turn comments back on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, so you can make comments and stuff. We also have message forums there. But I rank the films like this. We're going to go backwards. On the site, it's 4, but I put Revenge of the Fallen at 5. That movie was a turd. I think we can all agree that the robot with balls, the jive-talking twins, the ridiculous thing at the beginning where the parents eat pot brownies at the college, it was really stupid. The cool part of the movie was Prime and Megatron's battle in the woods, where Prime supposedly dies, only to come back at the end with no real explanation, something to do with the Matrix, which didn't even make sense. But I think we can all agree that Revenge of the Fallen was kind of a turd. Do you guys have any comments on that movie, or did I say enough with that?
Well, first of all, you know, the Matrix, it didn't even have Morpheus or Neo in it. So, you know, I have a problem with that right off the bat, Mark.
Electric Monkey, you do realize we're talking about Transformers.
Well, I'll put it like this. It definitely was not the Empire Strikes Back to Star Wars.
Well, I don't think any of the Transformers movies are the Empire Strikes Back. But so at number 4, I put the recent one, Age of Extinction. The only thing I thought about it was I thought the Dinobots were cool, even though underused, and we didn't get to hear Grimlock talk. Mark Wahlberg was a nice change. Then Shia, I'm going crazy, LaBeouf, whatever the hell is wrong with him nowadays. But no, I shouldn't make a joke about that. If he really is having addiction problems, let's wish him well and hope he gets better. And the action in the movie was fine, other than me and Frank were wondering the other day, if they have a flying Dinobot and a helicopter, why are we driving a bomb out of the city? Oh, because you can't blow more shit up if you don't drive the bomb out of the city. And we'll just leave it at that. Let's go on to number three, Dark of the Moon. Suddenly, in this one, Shia LaBeouf becomes a parkour expert. Okay, but I think he has the best action of any of the Transformers movies. The Battle of Chicago is pretty incredible at the end. Optimus, don't mess with me. I'm going to whoop your ass and destroy Sentinel Prime. And Megatron at the end was pretty cool. I think every fanboy in this kind of jumped with joy on that one. And, you know, so Dark of the Moon was kind of an overblown action film, but it worked in a lot of ways. What did you guys think on that one?
I agree. I think there was a lot of I don't think you saw McDreamy as the women call him, you know, turning bad. I didn't see it. I thought Optimus had blown up, you know, whenever the rockets, you know, were launched. And, you know, we thought I thought Optimus was gone. I liked the little twist, you know, a lot of action, probably the best action I ever saw out of all the movies. So I agree with that.
Hey, Frank, we're going to pause a second before we continue. Did Electric Monkey just admit that he watches Grey's Anatomy by calling him McDreamy?
Yeah, but a lot of people watch that, so I'm not going to dog him on that. But the fact that he used the word McDreamy, yeah.
I think we're going to scoot over a little bit and sit over here. And anyway, at number two, the one that many people still love to this day, and this was tough for me. I almost put it number one, and you can argue with it. You could have put it number one, but I put Transformers Animated Movie from 1986 at number two.
You're an idiot.
Well, thank you. But it was cool. We were kids. We went to the movies to see this. Maybe not Matt, because he was like, I don't think he was born yet.
I'm sorry. The cartoon made me cry.
Well, that just means you're a wuss. But anyway.
And you had cool songs that you sung along to as a kid. Did you take your kids to these Transformers movies and sing along to any of those songs? No. I sung Dare to Be Stupid and everything else that came along there.
That was probably Frank T. Biscuit's theme song. But anyway, Transformers Animated Movie, well, I remember being a kid and Ultra Magnus and Rodimus Prime and Hot Rod and all these new characters that we hadn't seen yet. Because we're like, what is this? We were watching this cartoon on TV. We're like 10 years old.
I didn't even get to see it at the movie theater. It came back on the next season with all these new characters that I'm as a kid like, who are these Transformers? Where are my Transformers? What's going on? You know?
Well, I remember it actually came out on my birthday in 1986, and that's how I remember my dad taking me to see it. And it holds a special place in my heart, and its storyline is a little corny. It's cartoonish, but excuse me. But it is probably the most loved Transformers film. Let's move on, and I put Michael Bay's first Transformers outing at number one, only because out of the live-action films, it is the best plotted. It's the story we grew up and familiar with. Transformers come to Earth. The battle is taken here. And it has good action. It works. The sense of wonder of seeing the live-action for the first time was there. It was kind of similar to when you saw Jurassic Park and saw the dinosaurs for the first time. And I'm not sure why I put it number one, maybe just by a slight edge, because I think it's given us the hope that one day we'll get a director behind the lens that will make the perfect live-action Transformers movie. Michael Bay hasn't done that yet. He's made entertaining Transformers movies, but he hasn't made the perfect one. And I think that's the live-action Transformers film from 2007. We waited 20 years to finally get a live-action movie, and I think that's what it is. And I think the new generation, those kids, that's the one they're going to remember the most. They're not going to remember the animated film as much, and I think that's probably why I gave it a slight edge. It's just a change of times. And Electric Money Frank, do you have any other thoughts before we move on in the rankings I did on the Transformers films on TrustMoJedi.com?
I completely agree with putting the first Transformers movie at number one. I think it had everything. It had a plot. It made sense. You had this mystery of what is this Camaro? You know, what's up with this Camaro? Why is it driving by itself? You had the classic. It had a car chase. It had the Mustang car chase with the Camaro. It was great. Everyone loves a good car chase. You know, that goes back to the entertainment of Michael Bay. And then Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Okay.
I think this, he doesn't like Megan Fox Hip Monkey.
I like Megan Fox in cutoff shorts.
And I'm sure I would like Megan Fox any way I could get her. But maybe.
Okay, look wise, yes, but acting wise, no.
Did we talk about her acting?
What?
Does she act?
She acts?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Who notices if she's on screen?
But anyway, going back to my idiot comment, I'm putting the cartoon as number one just for, you know, sentimental reasons.
Well, that's fantastic, but you didn't write the article. Ha! In your face. Anyway, so check that out on TrustMeTheJedi.com, and that's the ranking of the Transformers films. And, you know, not that next week everyone will probably forget because Transformers have been in theaters a few weeks, but we did the article for fun, and I think we're going to do some more articles like that in the future. I think we're going to have some more ranking films and talk about some films as a group that we like. We have an idea for our favorite, what was I going to call it? Favorite guilty pleasure movies article we might be doing this fall. It's some other things. So that's what's going on at TrishMajet.com, one of our feature articles right now. And along, we still got the Retroplex Cinema from Batman up there. Of course, the last episode we did was about Batman, and we're going to have some more Batman stuff coming up in July and August as we continue to celebrate 75 years of Batman. And that's going on TrishMajet.com. And coming up here next on Rebel Radio, we're going to talk about our first half of the 2014 and the movies and big news that we enjoyed and loved. And that's next here on Rebel Radio.
Hi, this is the Electric Monkey, and you're listening to Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
And this is Mike Zabcik from The Same, and you're listening to
Rebel Radio. And you can find that on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
You're a Jedi?
Hello, this is Arnold, and you're listening to Rebel Radio, the podcast that punches on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Rebel Radio. This is the Electric Monkey here. I'm going to take some time to introduce this segment. We're going to talk about the first half of 2014, the movies we saw in theaters, and what we thought about them. So here's my host, the main host, Mark, the host with the most, and here we go. Here's a toast.
All right. In the words of today's intro to the show, and 2014 so far has been a decent year of movies. I think the site TrustMeTheJedi.com, of course, the home of Rebel Radio. So we cover comic movies and sci-fi and some action films and the genre in general. And of course, I guess the biggest comic book movie so far would be Captain America: Winter Soldier is one of the big ones. X-Men, Days of Future Past, Godzilla was a big genre film. I don't know if I have a personal favorite out of those. I really enjoyed Captain America Winter Soldier, but I'm also getting a little jaded with the Marvel Universe movies. They've kind of become predictable in a way. I think X-Men might have been my personal favorite comic movie I saw this year. Godzilla surprised me. I did not expect it to be as good as it was, but I walked out of the theater very pleasantly surprised. I can't forget the Lego movie. The Lego movie is, if you don't watch a Lego movie and smile with joy, then you are a evil human being. Because in the words of the Lego movie, everything is awesome. And my personal favorite movie might be a movie that not everyone's seen, but I've promoted it quite a bit on TrustMeTheJedi.com. It just came out on Blu-ray this past week, is The Raid 2. I grew up watching a lot of John Woo action films and Schwarzenegger movies in the 80s and Stallone and stuff, and I watched a lot of Asian cinema, and since John Woo, there hasn't been as many great Asian action films made. We had Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon a few years ago and some good films, but The Raid 1 has taken it to a completely different level. I mean, this director, Gareth Evans, has created a whole new genre of action film. He's taken it to, it's like martial arts on adrenaline rush. The Raid 1 was excellent. The sequel's even better. And that might be my personal favorite movie of the first half of the year. Some other good things I saw was kind of a tribute at the beginning of our intro. I didn't see in theaters. I watched on video recently, was The Wolf of Wall Street. Not really a movie that we cover on TrustMeTheJedi.com, but I like Martin Scorsese, and I did enjoy watching that film. And that's some of my movies I liked in the first half. What about you, Frank? What were some of the things you liked in the first half of 2014?
I think you pretty much summed it. I didn't get the chance to see the Lego movie. It is on my list of definitely getting it on DVD to watch. And I haven't got to see How to Train a Dragon 2 yet. Also on my – yes, I'm a big kid. I love cartoons and animated stuff. So those are part of my – watch movie.
He really is a big kid, folks. He's sitting here with a diaper on. No, not really. I just had to say that.
You don't know what I have underneath my shorts. It might be a diaper.
So that was it. What did you think about any of the comic films that we cover in TrustMyJedi.com?
Well, I'm going to agree with you. I did like the X-Men movie a little bit more than the Captain America. I definitely love Godzilla just because I love those kind of movies, monster movies of all sorts. When it comes to big giant lizards and things like that. But yeah, I'm going to stick with the same sentiment of saying the X-Men. I really like how they brought it all back together and gave you something to enjoy to watch.
Well, before I hand it over to Matt, real quick on the X-Men, one of the things I liked First Class, but also hated First Class. I liked First Class, but it all, because of the movie that it was, but I hated it because it totally destroyed the continuity of the films. And somehow Bryan Singer managed to pull off fixing the continuity of Days of Future Past. Maybe it's not perfect, but we can move on now. And I kind of like the fact that they pretended like X-Men Origins Wolverine and X-Men The Last Stand didn't even exist. It's basically X-Men, X-Men 2, First Class, and Future Past. That's kind of the way they did it now.
Yeah, but even if you go with the Marvel comic books, they change up and have so many, it seems like, different universes. When you got like all the different Spider-Man comic books, Punishers, X-Men titles, Avenger titles. So you just got to look at the movies in the same genre as the rest of them. They're just their own thing.
Somewhat. I do expect some continuity out of a film, though, you know, at least. So, Matt, Electric Monkey, before we'll discuss some more about the films we like, but what did you like in the first half so far? I know that your significant other holds you at bay and she wears a pants so you don't get out as much as we do. I mean, we basically have to kidnap you to do these shows, and we're just kidding, Jackie. We love you. But so what did you see in the first half that you liked so far, Matt?
Well, the first half of the year, you know, I saw Winter Soldier, and just like to talk about Chris Evans. I mean, this is the guy that was in Not Another Teen Movie with, you know, cherries and whipped cream on his nipples, and now he's Captain America, and he's making out with Scarlett Johansson on an elevator. You know, I'm proud of our man in blue with the stars and stripes. It was a great movie. I can't wait to see a third one, and can't wait to see what they do with Bucky Barnes.
So you think if I get some whipped cream and strawberry or cherries, I can make out with Scarlett Johansson?
You know what? It seems that way. I mean, the only superhero she's ever, you know, made out with is, you know, did that. And maybe Biscuit, you know, maybe he's got a shot, you know. God. But Train Your Dragon was the next one that I saw to get off that topic. And I like the storyline. You know, they did it was rough with the animation. You know, I got to see some behind the scenes stuff with How to Train Your Dragon 2 and Stoic, and, you know, this ultimate dragon conqueror hunter, and ultimately Hiccup becomes the chieftain. It's a great story. You know, we're probably not going to see a third one, but, you know, great duo. Maybe they'll do something.
Actually, DreamWorks has already announced a third one.
Dude, if you right speak anymore with spoilers, I will something.
Oh, it's not his fault you didn't go to the movie theater and see it yet. So, you know, I actually saw How to Train Your Dragon 2, and I did think it's one of the better children family fair I saw this year. I give Lego Movie a little slight edge as far as family fair, because Lego Movie was a refreshing kick in the head for films, and that's what I really liked about it. It was original. It was fun. I didn't expect it to be as fun as it was. I've seen the Lego Movie 3 or 4 times now since we brought it home on Blu-ray, and it's just I don't get tired of it. It's just an excellent, excellent movie. I'm trying to think what else in the first half of the year we saw that I really liked. at theaters. I mean, it was kind of the, it was kind of a slower first half. One movie that I did see also was going back a little bit even before Winter Soldier, the first part of the year. It's hard sometimes to remember what we saw in January, February was the 300 sequel, which was maybe not as anticipated as the first one. And I like the idea of it, the being a sidequel where it took place kind of during the other one. But the most really what annoyed me the most about it was the 3D effects. I did not see it in 3D because I rarely go see movies in 3D. But they kept throwing stuff at the screen almost literally. And I was like, really? You know, it's like I understand they're trying to make money off people to go see it in 3D. But Rise of Empire was a little ridiculous with how much blood was being thrown at the screen.
So basically 1980s 3D.
It wasn't – I wouldn't even say it was that bad. It's just you could tell that the special effects deliberately tried to do some stuff. And I didn't hate Rise of an Empire, but it's not as good as the first one. That was something I saw early in the year that wasn't too bad. I'm trying to think what else I saw on video. We were talking during the break while we were getting ready to record this next session. Matt, you had mentioned seeing The Hunger Games recently. That is something I actually didn't see in theaters. I don't think I watched it till early part of 2014. So technically I saw in the first half of the year, and Catching Fire was much better than the first one. I think everyone's looking forward to Mockingjay. We'll talk about that here in a little bit when we talk about what we're looking forward to in the second half of 2014. And some other big news. I think another big highlight of 2014, the first half, stepping out from movies a little bit, was for me and Frank was Comicpalooza 2014. If you guys go back and listen to the real episode one of the show after episode zero, me and Frank talk about Comicpalooza. So we won't talk about it too much today, but that was a big highlight of the first half of the year. And another big highlight of the first half of the year is just getting Rebel Radio off the ground. Wouldn't y'all agree?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad we're back together again. We had so much fun when we first started it. So getting those feelings back is pretty great.
Yeah, I think that's a good time. In case you haven't gone and listened to episode zero, we talk about the origins of Rebel Radio. Rebel Radio was originally a internet radio show back in 2005 or so, where we ran off of an internet station tied into Star Wars Galaxies. And we ran for about a year, about 90 episodes, almost 100. And we've now brought Rebel Radio back as a podcast. Back then, it was more just kind of silliness. We played music because we weren't worried about copyrights because it was streaming. And so we brought Rebel Radio back, and that's where it's from. And that's kind of our look back on the first half of 2014. Did you have anything else about the first half of the year?
No, I'm just, you know, like you said, getting Rebel Radio off the ground. It took a while, you know, where there was a big gap in between the original Rebel Radio and this one right here, but it's better. And, you know, I'm glad it's off and running.
Very true, very true. And here in just a second, we're going to get back, and we're going to talk about the second half of 2014, what we're looking forward to here coming up next on Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
This is Frank T. Biscuit.
Give me the mic! It's Arnold! I'm going to take you down. I told you I would. Back in Terminator 2, are you listening to Rebel Radio?
Hey, you're listening to Rebel Radio Podcast. And this is Jay Muse, Snooch to the Nooch. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com. Go there and do it.
All right. Welcome back on Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. This is your host, Mark. We got a full house today, of course. Frank T. Biscuit in the house. Electric Monkey Matt in the house. We're doing our 2014 first half review and what we're looking forward to in the second half. Is we are mid-July, and 2014 is well underway, and I think the second half is starting to shape up to be as fun as exciting as the second half, first half of the year. And one movie that's hitting theaters this weekend, I know is a big one, high on everyone's list, is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. And that's so far the critics are giving it really well reviewed, and I should be hopefully seeing it this weekend. And that's one of the big ones that's this in the second half of the year. But real quick, I want to talk about a big one that's coming out in August. And I just recently, this past week in theaters, they had 17-minute previews of it. And that's, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy. And if you've been on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, I know you saw my coverage of it as I went and saw it this past Monday night and took in the 17-minute preview. And let me tell you, if you were on the fence about Guardians of the Galaxy as how it ties into the rest of Marvel Universe, I'm going to say right now, I'm looking more forward to this than Avengers 2. After seeing the preview, that's saying a lot because everyone's so looking forward to the Avengers. But Avengers 2, Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be a hell of a lot of fun. The sequence starts with an intro of the characters similar to the scene we saw in the trailer where they introduced the Guardians, and it goes into their prison escape. And I'm not going to give too much away for people who didn't see it. It was shown in IMAX 3D. I haven't seen a movie in 3D in a long time. I'm tempted to see this one in 3D. The 3D really works, and it worked well. Maybe it was because it was an IMAX. I don't know, but I thought it was excellent, and I'm actually very tempted to go see it in 3D. And that could be one of the, other than the Planet of the Apes film, that could be one of my highest anticipated movies now. And as of a week ago, I wasn't on board with Guardians of the Galaxy. But now, after seeing the 17-minute preview, I very much am. And that hits theaters on August 1st. And another big one to end the summer is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And we're not going to get into discussions about Michael Bay producing it. It's highly anticipated. Children are looking forward to it. And most of us fanboys that complain about the turtles or how they look, we're all going to go see it. So quit y'all's whining. And then the summer rounds out with Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. Very much looking forward to that one. I really enjoyed the first one and really looking forward to that. And that's just the summer. We're going to get into the fall in a minute. But any thoughts on those three or four movies I mentioned to round out the summer, Matt or Frank? Don't let the cat get your tongue, boys.
I'll pass on to the monkey.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, not just because of, you know, the name that they have for me here, but I, you know, really like James Franco and the first Planet of the Apes much better than, you know, the Mark Wahlberg one that I saw. You know, that was the first one that I saw. I didn't see the original ones, of course, because it outdates me. And, you know, this next one coming up looks really good. The trailer looks awesome. Guardians of the Galaxy as well. The trailers just keep being better and better. I didn't realize Batista is in it. And the assassin, you know, and Barry from Wanted. Barry from Wanted, the guy that got smacked with a keyboard because he was doing, you know, the girl, you know, that guy's girlfriend. He is an assassin with a jetpack. I mean, that's awesome to me. That's crazy.
Only you would even remember that. I'm trying to think who it is. Which character?
Barry. Remember, he was his best friend. Bought the energy drinks for him. He forgot his wallet because it fell out of his pocket. He was doing his girlfriend.
No, I remember that one. But who's he playing in Guardians of the Galaxy?
He's the thief. He is
Chris Pratt.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even remember that.
See, I wanted to go ahead and see it because I like the main character because he's in one of my favorite TV shows, Parks and Recreation, as one of my favorite characters. So that's why I wanted to go see it because I just like that actor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I had no idea. Any other movies that I mentioned there?
Well, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. That, you know, I love the mystique of, you know, how it was directed. The, you know, very dark, very black and white. And Red Blood and True Grit, you know, it was made with True Grit and violence, and it's everything an action movie should be. I can't wait for it.
So, Biscuit, before we get into those fall movies, what about you and the rest of the summer films?
Of course, I'm looking forward to the next Hobbit movie.
That's the fall. I said the rest of the summer movies.
Oh, summer movies? Well, let's see. Planet of the Apes, of course, looks fantastic from what I've seen of it, and I don't know. I really have to think of hardcore. But I do want to say something about the monkey, people. He remembers all this stuff off the top of his head. He's not like other people who has like a pad or a computer in front of him or his phone looking up all these little – it's just stuff he remembers off of his head from movies that he's seen. It's insane. You know?
Well, that is why they call him the Electric Monkey. So you're not looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy or Ninja Turtles?
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy, I can't really say too much. I'm looking forward to the Turtles. I probably will go see it, but I'm not saying I'm looking forward to seeing it.
And so let's move on to the fall. I think the two biggest movies this fall are The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1, and the conclusion of the Hobbit trilogy. And I know the Hobbit trilogy has taken some flack. You got these weird Tolkien fans who hate the film adaption, but who cares? I wasn't a huge fan of Unexpected Journey. Desolation of Smaug brought me back. I really liked how it ended, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it concludes. And so I am looking forward to the Battle of the Five Armies for sure. I'm also looking forward to the Hunger Games. People, if you are still on the fence about the Hunger Games and you think they're just for teenagers because of Twilight, they're not. They're very good, well-made films. Catching Fire is probably I would dare to put it in one of the top 10 sequels of all time. It was that good. I'm not kidding you, people. The ending of it made you edge of your seat, not wait for the next one. And Mockingjay will be hitting in theaters, and part one will be hitting theaters around Thanksgiving. So I'm anxious to see how that holds out. Those are probably the two biggest ones this fall. So far, some of the other trailers I've seen, I haven't seen anything that's really blown me away movie-wise. I'm sure there's some stuff I'm not thinking of, but right now it's those two films. Wouldn't y'all agree?
Definitely. Those are two that I'm looking forward to. And definitely the Hunger Games. Like you said, I was on the fence because of the whole Twilight Saga series thing being another chick flick. But when I saw the first one, I was just like, wow, this is actually a good movie. Then I couldn't wait to see the second one at the theater. So definitely looking forward for the next one to come out.
Can't wait for Hunger Games, Mockingjay. Like Mark said, these are well-made movies. I mean, the actors are just awesome. Woody Harrelson, you know, he's this, you know, alcoholic, you know, bad A. And he, you know, he's dramatic, he's full of action, and you know, a little bit of comedy mixed in all at once. And, you know, who would have known? Another, you know, actor off the side, you know, Beth from 40-Year-Old Virgin, and Beth from Role Models. She's also Beth in Role Models, guys. You know, the blonde chick. You know, most people have seen those two movies. Well, she's, you know, she plays the girl with all the makeup. I don't remember names. Sorry about that. But I don't do names. I just do people. And it's, you know, it's awesome how, and Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz is also good in that movie. I did a double take watching the first one, and just all these actors. It's a great, great movie. Keith Sutherland. Oh, man.
Donald Sutherland. Yeah, the other Sutherland.
The land down grayer. She's very gray. But, you know, can't wait to see it. You know, they ended the movie on such a nail-biter. I mean, spoiler alert, her district is gone.
Thank you for ruining the movie for people who haven't seen it. But who cares? We're not all about spoilers on this show. And anyway, so that's a couple of the big movies. One thing that's really exciting this fall, and I apologize for this episode for coughing. I've had a bit of a head cold, so just deal with it. But television shows. This fall might be one of the biggest falls ever for comic book-related television shows. They just announced on Fox, and it's up on the website today, that Gotham will be premiering September 22nd. It's a prequel-type-based show on the Batman universe, starring a young Jim Gordon when he first comes into Gotham. And people are already starting to, oh, it's ruining the continuity. People, who cares? Enjoy it for what it is. That's one of the big ones. The Flash, premiering on the CW, going to kind of tie in with the Arrow. I actually have already seen the Flash pilot because it leaked out. Yes, it leaked out. You can find it, people, if you want. It's not terrible, not great either, but I'll give it a chance. I think The Flash could turn out to be a good show. The last 30 seconds of the pilot is all I'll say, really is what intrigued me. Some stuff they might be introducing. Constantine is another big one based on John Constantine. That pilot is also leaked out. I haven't watched it yet, but I did download it, but please don't come after me. And so that's another. Those are three big shows that are premiering. Of course, The Return of Arrow, that will be back. I'm a little behind on that show.
I love that show.
I didn't get to watch as much of season 2 as I wanted, so when it hits Netflix in October, I will catch up on it. Of course, the biggest one that everyone's huge fans of, it's the highest rated show on cable that's not on HBO, is The Walking Dead. I think the way the season ended, everyone is really looking forward to it because it looks like we're finally going to get the don't F with me Rick, because he was really pissed off at the end of the show. Wouldn't you agree, Frank?
Oh, yeah. That's all I can say. It's like somebody's asses are going to get kicked.
That's right.
And also, if you watch The Talking Dead after the show, you know that Rick had to practice that line at the end of season 4 many times because he wanted to make it something else. And you can only imagine how many ways you could skin that line. And but they were worried about, you know, the V cards, you know, and the TVs. But man, another nail biter to end the TV on. You know, is Beth beef jerky? You know, in this new camp. You know, what happened to Beth? You know, we'll find this out. You know, when the season starts.
That's right. Those are probably some of the biggest shows. you know, we won't get into some of the cable shows like Game of Thrones, which we cover on the site. It won't premiere until 2015 because that show premieres in the spring. So that's not really a second half of 2014 show. I'm trying to think else. What else is coming on? This Sunday, The Strain premieres, which is highly anticipated because it's based on a series of novels by Guillermo del Toro, of course, the creator, or no, I shouldn't say creator, the director of the Hellboy films and Pacific Rim. And there's also a series of comics, so I know people are looking forward to that. And those are probably some of the big ones. I think out of all of them, other than The Walking Dead returning, being a Batman fan, I am really looking forward to Gotham. I just think that I worry about it being on Fox because Fox sometimes doesn't support their shows as much as they should. But I think Gotham is probably my number one new show I'm looking forward to. Do y'all have, out of the three new shows, out of the Constantine, Gotham, Flash, which one are you looking forward to the most of Electric?
I would say Flash, because if my memory precedes me, there was a Flash show on the Sci-Fi Network at one time. Wasn't there? Or was that an original movie?
The rerun showed on the Flash on the Sci-Fi Network, but originally it aired, I think, on NBC or something back in the early 90s.
See, I'm too young for this. You know, by the time I was up and running and can remember things, you know, these things were reruns. So that's what I remember. I remember the Flash movies, and I'd like to see what we can do with, you know, technology today and see, you know, how – movie, I said movie – how we could make a show, you know, and I'm looking forward to the Flash.
Well, as much as I like the Arrow, I'm going to go with the Strain over Flash, just because I kind of like those sci-fi horror-type movies. And just from the scenes I saw from it, it looks really interesting.
Well, that's what's coming up in the second half of 2014 as far as movies and television shows. And we didn't talk too much about the first half of the year in television shows because I think pretty much just from our excitement of The Walking Dead, I don't think there was a show more exciting than The Walking Dead. I know Frank and I do keep up with Game of Thrones, but I think we're both kind of a little behind on it right now. But, you know, Walking Dead, I think, is easily the show from the first half of the year if we were talking television that we most enjoyed.
Well, I will go back to the first half. If you didn't get to see Fargo on FX, check it out wherever you can find it. It's a really good TV series, and The Bridge is starting back up. The first season of that was also very phenomenal.
But Biscuit, we don't cover those shows on TrustPointJedi.com.
I'm sorry. There are people out there that I would be doing a great injustice to by not like informing them that those shows are out there for them to watch. So I'm just trying to help these people out.
And sometimes your pants get too small for you. But I have no idea where that even came from. Anyway, so that's our second half of you in 2014 on Rebel Radio. But don't go anywhere yet. The show is not quite over yet. We've got a little bit more for you on this new edition of Rebel Radio Podcast, the official podcast of TrustMeMyJedi.com.
This is Frank T. Biscuit.
And this is the Electric Monkey.
And you are listening to Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
This is Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. And we thank you for listening, as always. And just a few things before we get out of here. We really hope you enjoyed our first half of the year 2014 review and our second half, what we're looking forward to. And at the end of the year, we'll do an end-of-the-year show where we do a thing on the website, the Jedi Awards, which we started about 3 years ago. This will be our fourth edition. And we'll be doing that live on the podcast for you later this year where we'll sum up the whole year for you. But before we go, talk something I didn't talk about earlier when I was talking about recent things on the site is, yes, we retired TJF Girl. I know some of the guys out there are kind of bummed. It's a very popular section, but we want to move the site into some new directions business-wise and entertainment-wise. And we started a fan fiction section for the site. So far up there is a couple of stories I wrote several years ago based on the film Equilibrium. And we really encourage our listeners to send us stuff. Don't be ashamed. Don't be discouraged of whether you think it's good or not. Just email it to us at TrustMeWithJedi2009@gmail.com. We would be glad to have it. We'll also take original fiction that's in the genre of the things we cover. Fan art, we would love to have some of you guys send some artwork to us. It would be fantastic. coming soon is going to be an exclusive to the site. It's going to be a serialized story based on our very own Frank T. Biscuit called Codename Biscuit. That will be hitting in sometime in August. That'll be a serialized adventure story. And we hope to enjoy that, and we'll be pimping that on the podcast a little bit. And that's a new section we have at TrustMeJedi.com is fan fiction. We also started message forums, and we encourage you to join those and to sign up and talk about these things and talk about the podcast. And again, those affiliate links we mentioned earlier. And just in general, just your support means so much to us. We can't thank you enough for your support. I'm speaking for all three of us, for me and Frank and Electric Monkey and our support. The Kickstarter is still going. It hasn't been as successful as we like, but if you can support that, we appreciate it. If not, again, I mentioned Amazon Prime. For everyone that signs up just for a 30-day trial, no purchase necessary, it donates $2 automatically to Trust Me and Jedi right now. We appreciate that. And just continue to listen, spread the word. If you like us on Facebook, share the links. It gets more people to see us. Share the page, share the podcast, and help us out. And we can't say enough. And I don't know, Frank and Monkey, do y'all have anything y'all like to say about that before we move further here in the show? They just stared at me like, what?
What?
Well, I do want to thank all our new followers. We have a lot of new followers on Facebook, getting a little bit more traffic to the site. Thanks for checking us out. And we're going to get more updates to you more and more often. We're going to have new things coming up pretty soon, so stay tuned. We're going to launch this podcast, and hope you guys enjoy what we have for you.
Keep checking in and listening to the show, and we do appreciate it. And we hope to keep trying to bring you stuff that you enjoy listening to.
And Rebel Radio Podcast will continue to expand and get better. We're still kind of getting our feet wet. I mean, this is only the fifth episode we've done, and we are just scratching the surface. We really want to make this special and awesome, and we're going to keep going, keep digging. We got some exciting themed episodes coming up that we're working on and some things like that. And I don't want to just keep rambling about how much we want you to support us. We won't go on too long here because it's been a bit of a long show. We do appreciate you for listening and sticking out. But before we go, I want to hand it over to the Electric Monkey for his annual or weekly or whatever episode. It's time, folks, for the Electric Monkeys' Electric Boogaloo.
Well, I'm a man of many talents. One of them includes breathing. But in all seriousness, I do a lot of impressions. Some are good, some are not so good. I've been requested to use my talents to talk like Ron Burgundy. But I must warn you. The Sand People will return, but in greater numbers. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. What else? Whatever. What other quotes do we have here? We have.
Sometimes I take a punch to the face. Sometimes I take a hamburger to the face.
That wasn't very good.
Let's just go back to your Arnold. You know you love the Arnold.
I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, if you go back to our, was it episode 2? Or episode 3? What one of those episodes? Great. You can see how much of a fan I am of Arnold Schwarzenegger. First, I'm gonna take your shoe. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna shove it up your nose. And I'm gonna make you sing Dixie.
An Electric Monkey just fell over. That Electric Monkey, that might have been the worst electric boogaloo you've ever had, but we'll forgive you. But again, we thank you as always for listening to Rebel Radio and with the official podcast of TrustMeWithJedi.com. And again, this all copyrights do belong to a Hole in the Wall Productions 2014. So if you want to reuse this, just email us and ask us if you can use it for something. We're pretty cool. We'll probably let you use it. We just have to do that for legal purposes, let you know that we do want to have our things copyrighted because this does mean a lot to us. And thanks for your support. And we will see you next time on Rebel Radio.
All right, all right.